why not claim one?
Counsel, do you mind if I redirect you just to the conversation that we had on the fact that in your specification you say to summarize the operation of the present invention and then talk about a spit that goes all the way into entirely the whole meat? Do you think that that ought to create a clear disavowal of claim scope or a clear disclaimer of claim scope under our precedent?
I do not, Your Honor. I think there's a long list of cases that say that unless it's clear and unmistakable, that just saying, referring to the preferred embodiment as the invention is not sufficient to be a disclaimer.
But where do you say preferred embodiment and where are other embodiments?
Your Honor,
preferred embodiment is the most overused expression in the patent.
Correct, Your Honor. Now, patent attorneys out there referring to preferred and alternative and second alternative.
Well, that's fine when they say alternative and second alternative.
Sure.
When they say preferred and there's nothing else, it's not preferred.
There's only one embodiment disclosed in this invention. This thing was filed back in 86 before we butchered all this embodiment language.
Good expression.
So there is only one embodiment. They don't ever call it the preferred embodiment. It is the embodiment of the invention to satisfy 112 paragraph 1, the best mode requirement.